Local morning country radio host Carrie Moran is passionate about volunteering in the community. She promotes charities daily while on air with Pure Country 106. In her free time, she MCs and supports about 20 charitable events every year. She recently won a 25-year volunteer recognition trophy from the Kelly Shires Breast Cancer Foundation. I love charities and events where women empower other women. That's something I feel strongly about, Moran said. In 1999, Kelly Shires, who died following complications of breast cancer in 2004, approached Moran when she was a reporter for the former Midland Free Press, looking to start a fundraiser to help women pay for prescription cancer drugs that aren't covered under OHIP. Moran took part in the first Kelly Shires Breast Cancer Snow Run, snowmobiling, in 1999, and she took part in the one held just last month. The first fundraiser raised $10,000. The recent fundraiser raised $525,000. The total raised over the years is more than $8 million. While that's a lot, think of how many men and women are diagnosed with breast cancer, Moran said. Anyone in Canada diagnosed with breast cancer can apply to the foundation for a maximum of $2,000 per year. Ontario has the only fundraiser of its kind in Canada. It would be really nice to see other ambassadors pick it up in other provinces, she said. The Kelly Shires Foundation is near and dear to Moran's heart because her mother died of breast cancer when she was only 13. I saw firsthand the impact that financial hardship has on families. To that end, Moran raises several thousand dollars a year by hosting a pink dinghy poker run in the summer. Event coordinator Susie Stenhoff said, "There are not enough good words to express how amazing and supportive Carrie is not only for the foundation but the community as a whole. Not only is she involved with so many community initiatives, she is genuine and does it with enthusiasm." In 2004, Moran raised more than $25,000 by having her head shaved to the wood on stage at the ranch in Barrie. "She's been a big part of our success throughout the years and helps us keep Kelly's legacy and dream alive," said Stenhoff. Moran has been a local radio host for more than 30 years. For the last 22 years, she's been with the country station. "That's 22 years of getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning," Moran said. Moran served on the Georgian Bay General Hospital's Foundation Board of Directors for 9 years. She completed 6 years on the board for the Season Center for Grieving Children. She emceed the local Relay for Life and the Daffodil Open events. She also emceed the Midland Business Women of Distinction Awards and won its first Heart and Soul of the Community Award. Moran emcees several golf tournament and other event fundraisers. "Mariposa House Hospice is one of the ones I feel strongly about now." Moran has raised 3 children and now has 5 grandchildren. "She is truly a gem," Stenhoff said. For more information about the Kelly Shires Foundation, visit its website.